Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Inside Her Melanin Mind. I know it has been forever, guys. Please don't beat my ass. I know it has literally been months. But as usual, I'm just going to give you guys a slight update before we hop into our lovely guest for today. Guys, for these past months, I feel like I've been in a state of receiving instead of producing. And as most of you guys know, that is torture for me. Stillness, being with myself without giving or producing. It's been hard, but it's been so rewarding. Life has been coming to me now, and I think I'm adjusting to just a different way of abundance, and I would love that for you guys. So just know that sometimes change is working for you, not against you, and that's just where I've been. But apparently I'm here. And it was a lovely conversation I had with my guest today. Guys, you know her. I actually went to high school with this lovely lady. You guys may know her as BG, but I think her government is way more beautiful than that. So I'm just going to introduce her as Ashley. So without further ado, you guys heard about me, and within these past months, you will hear more about me, but today is all about Ashley. So my love, why are we here? The floor is yours, please.
I personally feel like what made me comfortable to do this was, you know, you have a platform where I could be an outlet to just speak my mind and, you know, share something that a lot of people may not expect that I may have, like, inside of me and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, just finally clear my head. That's just like, to sum it up, I could just say to finally clear my head. And, you know, for whoever is out there that's listening, to let them know, like, they're not alone with whatever they're going through. And even someone like me who puts herself out there to be a happy-go-lucky, you know, positive, funny person 24/7, like, you know, I have my dark shadows in my dark times too that I gotta deal with, and I'm finally willing to open up about that. Maybe that could cause some inspiration or motivate the next person to see, like, you know, okay, if she was able to, you know, get through that, I could do it too. Like, right. We're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love that, because like you said, most people won't expect this, but today they're going to, like, it's, yeah. Period. But about what you're saying about your dark shadows and your dark moments, if you don't mind maybe giving us some insight about that, like, what's been on your mind, really?
I'm kind of in, like, a place where I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me. You know, I've had my moments where I'll just get really sad or sensitive, or I'll just, you know, I've been called sensitive all my whole, like, my whole life and stuff. So that's why, instead of me showing my true feelings, I kind of, like, I hide it through, like, by me being funny or things like that, whatever. And I don't know what happened, but, like, a couple months ago, and even now, you know, I feel like a lot of my past traumas that I've never, like, really dealt with snuck up on me. And, like, I didn't know how to deal with it. You feel me? And it's like, it's just a lot of things that I should have talked about with someone when it happened. Or, you know, I could have at least wrote it down in a journal to express myself, just to know, like, okay, like, just something, like, some way of expressing it would have helped, but I didn't do none of that. You know, I always just balled it up, no matter if it was, you know, family, friend, or you, just anything. I never spoke about it.
Right. Do you think that comes from wanting to be a people pleaser, or?
Definitely. Like, definitely. I think it comes from being a people pleaser for sure, because I've always been, you know, I'm not afraid of conflict. Like, if you come my way, okay, we can do what we gotta do. But I would rather, like, avoid it by all costs. You right. feel me? And I'm like, it. Sometimes it doesn't matter if I'm completely silent. I've always been somehow like the one to get nitpicked on or whatever. And it will continue without me having to fight back. And I always felt like in my mind, if I was to speak up or say something about it, I'll only make it worse for myself. So I always felt like, okay, let me just, they'll stop eventually. But it doesn't stop. You know, if anything, it gets worse because I never defended myself. And there's times that I'd get, like, disrespected, but I don't recognize that until later in the day. And it's way too late for me to go back in, you know. And then what right. that does for me is that, okay, you missed the time that you could have stepped up for yourself. And now the person who may have disrespected me will probably think it's okay to do the same thing again. So, like, I've been, like, you know, I'm very naive, I guess you could say. Like, if you're not blatantly being, like, rude or loudly disrespectful, I'm not going to notice it. But if it's, like, a little, like, slick comments or something, like, things like that.
Right, that low
it goes key. Right over mm-hmm. my head. But it matters. I think it matters for you to, like, you know, it's okay to, like, let my just vibe. Like, just, it's nothing like that. You know, but I've never been the type to, like, yeah, always a people pleaser. Always trying to avoid conflict in any way, shape, or form. Just being afraid of, you know, causing problems or being the center of a problem. I just never wanted to, you know, do that.
Right. And I think that mindset is so interesting because the conflict is being brought to you, yet you think having a bringing the conflict to them.
Yeah. And like, but one thing about it, though, what I can say, if it was, you know, for example, someone that I'm in relations with, like, you know, friend, family, whatever, they get in a problem and it got nothing to do with me, I'm popping in. Like, I'm quick to, you know, I'll stand up for them, I'll do this and I'll do that. And I don't know why it's such a different story for myself. You know, like, I have a feel like, now it's like I'm willing to be the protection for, like, someone else, you know, be there for them. And I'm not saying that I need that all the time, but I can't even do that for myself, you know. I kind of, like, the same way that you said that you're in a place of receiving, I think I've been through a lot of, like, just me giving out things that I probably don't need to give out. And it just caught up with me, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think. Okay. I love this conversation. Guys, I'm over here smiling. Like, this is beautiful. I think I relate to you in the way of how you said you can do it, but receiving it don't feel right. Yeah. Same. Like, yeah. I'm the type of person, not regarding sticking up for myself, because if it's on my chest, it's gonna get off. That's one thing about me. But when it comes to, like, being dominant or the dominant person in like, mostly my relationships and things like that, like, I'll surprise you. I'll bring you lunch if I know you're hungry. I'll do these things, take initiative.
Yeah.
Because I want that done for me. So I feel like in ways, girl, we're just projecting the treatment we want. But we do it so much, we're draining. It's like, we have our hand out. There's nothing to give because at the end of the day, we want it to be given.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the pot calling the kettle black. Like, I kind of need help with this too. You know, like.
Yeah.
But what I can say is that at least we know the problem. Like, you know, you being here is already a big deal.
Yeah, but listen though, we only scraping the top of the iceberg. We nowhere. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Like, trust me, there is, like, yeah, I don't really stand up for myself the way I should, but I also, you know, I'm so bad at expressing my emotions. Like, I'm so bad. I'm so afraid, actually. You know, just recently I actually was trying to do what you do, and, you know, try to start, like, a little podcast video on my channel. And even after I got off the phone with you, after you gave me that amazing advice, I still was just so scared to speak my truth because I don't want to upset nobody. I don't want, you know, to feel like I'm pointing fingers. I don't want to feel like, you know, say that someone that I know watches the video or whatever, and they'd be like, oh, she talking about me or something. And it's just like, it's so hard to share my story because it involves so many people. And the last thing I ever wanted to be like is, oh, you know, I'm trying to get pity. It's never about pity. Like, it's never about that. Like, I think what went, like, what absolutely went wrong in the time of when I experienced, like, when I went to the psych ward and stuff like that, what happened was that I was desperate for something. I was desperate for, you know, answers and knowing if I'm on the right track with my life. And I'm not gonna lie, like, since it was a traumatic experience and I hated it. Every minute of the day, of them 3 days, I was locked, like, I was behind those cold, dark, I literally went there with no clothes. Like, I only had on a sports bra and some boxers. I was cold. They gave me some. Yeah.
Ashley, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Hello? Oh, my gosh. Hello? 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 Hey, how I sound right now?
You sound great. All good?
Okay, good. Yes.
Okay, guys, there's going to be a tiny split in this audio, so don't think that something crazy happened. We just lost connection, but Ashley, please pick up where you left off.
Where did I leave off?
your experience in the psych ward and how that really, you know, hurt you.
Yeah, it was traumatic, but at the same time, I think I needed that. You know, before I was admitted, like, I was just on my phone constantly, and I just felt like I was not on the right track with life at all. I was literally having a midlife crisis at age 20. Like, I felt like I'm not fulfilling, you know, my dreams. I'm not doing enough. I'm not, you know, where I should be. It was just a lot. And even though I didn't like the place, but the type of person I am still, you know, around that time, nobody was, like, I still wasn't able to really talk about it with nobody. Not saying that I couldn't, I just didn't know how to. But when I went to the psych ward, yes, it was a psych, like, you know, when I got Baker-acted, I met people who were not like me. And even still, like, in that moment, at some points, like, it wasn't all just terrible. It was the nights where, you know, I had to lay back down in my room on, like, the hard bed and stuff like that. But, you know, when we would go to the day room and stuff like that, I'd make the best of it. Like, at some point, I remember I had my mom bring me some snacks, and I shared some snacks like Funny and Top Funny and Slim Jim's hot sausage, and I shared it amongst, like, you know, the people who were inside. There was this old man, there was this boy who was like, he was like, what, like 15, 14 or something.
Wow.
There was this other dude, and the doctors, they were, I don't know, I guess, you know, the doctors we had in that moment, they liked me. So, like, my mom came to visit, I asked her to bring me some snacks, and it wasn't for me. I just wanted to share, and just seeing how, like, happy they were with the fact that I had snacks, you know, it lightened me up. you know?
Right.
And this is kind of funny. I think at some point there was this one girl, I forgot her name, but she, you know, she was another one, she wasn't like me, but she was sweet. I could tell, like, if you look outside of her, whatever was wrong with her, she had a heart. She was just like me, just without, you know, whatever it is that may be wrong, you know, medicated that she might have issues with. But she was just, you know, happy. And me and her, we had broke down into a dance contest at some point. You feel me? Like, yes, like, I...
What?
No, seriously. And if you really want a vivid imagination of how it looked, if you ever watch Good Burger, that scene when Kenan and Kel was there, that's exactly how it was. That's how it felt like. And I was still able to find happy moments even in my darkest times. I was, like, finding the light, or you could say, you know, I was trying to be the light in the times where it felt so dark, you know? It wasn't all bad. Yeah, it wasn't all bad. It was just the moments where I was completely alone. It was the moments that I wanted to go home and they said, no, you have to wait another 24 hours or you have to wait this and that. It was those moments that I hated it. But the times that I was spending with others, like when I was spending with those people, there was this other girl, her name was Ashanti. She was my roommate, actually. Mm-hmm. And we just, I think she was probably the first person who I actually, you know, opened up to behind, you know, like a complete stranger. I opened up to her, she opened up to me, and we just talked about it. And I realized, you know, you really cannot judge a book by its cover. Like, mm-hmm. you won't expect, you don't know what someone may be going through. It don't matter how smart they sound. It don't matter how good they may look. You don't know what they're dealing with on the inside. You don't know what they've dealt with when they were little. And I was brought up on, like, from elementary school, always getting picked on for how I look, for sometimes how I dressed. Like, I had a mom. My mom, she was a single mother. She's still a single mother. She made ends meet on her own. And by all means, I personally feel like she did the damn thing with providing for me, because there'll be times that, you know, I go to school, I look real fresh. But there have been other mm-hmm. times that, you know, I probably don't look as good as the next person. But I'm still presentable. You know, I've been judged on the way I look, the way I, like, what I wear. Like, I've been judged on things like that so badly, so much, to where, you know, I really wanted to, I still have screenshots on my Google Photos from me screenshotting shoes and clothes and stuff that I want, but I've never got, you know? Mm. And I think I reached my breaking point. You know, I know I'm flipping back and forth, but I feel like the reason why I mentioned that is because back before I was Bakeracted, I feel like I wanted to live the lifestyle that you see everywhere, that people showed, you know, the nice cars, the nice shoes, that, you know, you got money, like, you, but that's already not even me. Like, I'm not the type to even show myself like that. But I feel like in order for me to be known or respected, that's what I got to do. And
Right quick, before you keep going, I just want you to explain what Bakeracted may mean for people who don't know. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yes. Oh, no, you're fine. I actually like the fact that you do that, because I've been needing help sometimes too. Bakeracted is just when you get admitted to the psych ward. I personally heard that word from my roommate. She said she was Bakeracted. So I'm assuming that it means that you just get it when you get admitted to the psych ward. And I don't think it's when you go yourself. It's when you had to go, or you were sent to go. Like, you had to go, you know? So.
Right. Okay, yeah, y'all, if she's wrong, don't come for her neck.
Please.
She doesn't have a dictionary. It's all right.
It's just a better word. Like, instead of saying I was admitted to the psych ward every 10 seconds, I could just say I was Bakeracted. Like, that's why I said that instead. But don't cover my neck. You know, I'm trying to.
Okay. But yes, so materialistic things, and it's not who you are. Okay.
Yeah. It was just, I was just losing myself in the media. You know, I wanted to be someone that I wasn't, but I also wanted to be someone who, I just feel like for some reason, people who show that they have this or have that, it just seems like, you know, you are of, you deserve more respect than the next person. It just seems, I just kind of feel like, if you don't really think about it, like, that's what it comes off as. Like, people who, the ones who have more, the ones who, you know, yeah, the ones who have more are always respected more, you know?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And it's funny how you're getting this knowledge from social media, where it's the easiest place to fake all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. And that, trust me, like, I was just, my head was in my phone 24/7 before the day I got faker acted. And that's all I was seeing. And I just kept on feeling like I'm not doing good enough. I already went through this my whole life, damn near, from school to, you know, sometimes family. Like, I've already just went through this, you know, just being, just feeling like you're not good enough, you know, feeling like you're not doing enough. Believe it or not, when I was, you know, I have a better relationship now, but way back in school, the reason why I was getting all those medals and all them good grades wasn't because, you know, of course, it was because I wanted to go to college or whatever, but it was because I wanted to prove myself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to show that, you know, I could do it. Look, I could, like, look, everything that I could do, like, this is me, you know, but even still, like, that means nothing.
Right.
To me, you know, now I'm starting to appreciate the fact that I did accomplish those things, because in a way, I made history for my high school. I made history for the college I went to. Like, I did something for myself. Yeah, you know? But the reason behind it in the moments, like, you know, I was doing that, I don't feel like I was doing it for me. You know, but I'm still very grateful. But I'm very thankful that I was even able to accomplish those things. But, you know, I've always just done it, or, you know, it was always someone else, for someone else, you know?
Right.
Like, giving, just trying to give something to someone.
Well, I just want to say, like, you guys, this is a prime example of the mind of a champion. Like, not to gas you, but yes, to gas you. Guys, we really have things going on. And for her to just admit that everything that she's done played a part in her wanting to please, rather than for her, like, own intrinsic motivation. Guys, we have to realize that these people need love and care. Like, after you won and things like that, like, I'm sure you were asked, well, how do you feel, or blah, blah, blah. But deep down inside, you know, like, you still feel kind of shitty because, you know, did people notice? Did people appreciate? Do people see value in me, when really it's not even about that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just love that you just said that, because that's a big fucking deal. Imagine the Simone Biles and the Serena Williams. Like, are they doing what they do because they love it, or because people love that they do it?
Yeah. Man, it was, you know, I'm also, I'm a college dropout. So I actually, when I was doing, sports, I was in love with basketball. I loved basketball. You feel me? I just loved I just loved everything about it. The contact, it's a contact sport. You know, you gotta jump, you gotta be active. I loved everything about that sport. And I got a full ride for track and field. I'm not saying that the school I went to was bad. They did their thing. I appreciate them for what they did. I appreciate the fact I was even able to be offered a full ride. But I left that because that's not what I wanted to do. Like, I finally, at some point, I started, like, you know, nah, you know, I need to live for myself. I was still figuring life out, but I needed to at least try to take, you know, that risk in living for myself, because, you know, I wasn't happy, you know, and And I can say that in doing that, you know, of course, a lot of people's upset. But one thing I can still stand on, like, even though the people around me was like, you sure you want to leave college? Like, you know, you could just do something else. At some point, I was even offered a different major that is way easier than what I was taking. And I don't even feel like the major I was taking was hard. I just didn't want to be there anymore. And
that's okay.
And in that moment when they offered, like, you're like, oh, you could just do this instead. I'm like, you think I'm dumb? Like, that's not at all why. It's not that it was hard for me. I just felt like I was putting so much into something that I didn't even really care for, you know? And I'm not at all trying to promote, you know, hell no. Y'all stay in school. If that's your calling, do just that.
Me right now in my dorm.
Yes, please. But please, right. Like, make sure you're doing it for yourself. Like, that is what matters the most. And even, you know, everybody else has something negative to say about the fact that I wanted to leave school. My mom was still my biggest, like, you know, she wasn't happy with the news, but she was teaching me, like, you know, if you don't want this, then okay. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm learning to, I'm just learning, you know, I'm getting there. I'm not there yet, but eventually I will be. And like, it's unfolding as we speak, you know?
Yeah. I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, because, you know, you started off speaking about the psych ward as in it traumatized me, but we ended that topic smiling and talking about a dance battle.
Yeah. Like,
I just think your life is happening so perfectly, Ashley. Like, the tears, the low self-esteem, the problems, it's happening for you, not against you. And I'm just going to say, like, I think if you start giving yourself more credit, as you kind of just did, you'll be okay.
Yeah, the thing with that, the reason why I don't give myself credit, like, I'm not saying that I shouldn't, but it's just so hard. Even when I was doing track, believe it or not, it was always Kamala used to just seem so happy for me. She used to be like, oh my gosh, first place again. And I was just like, you know, I'm crouching down. I'm like, you know, she looking up to me like that, you know. So I'm like, yeah, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. Oh my gosh, why aren't you first place? Be happy. And I'm like, I don't even know how to do that, you know. I don't know why, but I'm just the type, like, I feel like when I give myself credit, it comes off as boasting, or that's just what it may seem, you know, with other people. But I know that's something that I definitely need to do, because I feel not even only me, like a lot of people in general, but I see this more with like women. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to cut yourself some slack. Okay, right. Like, yes, it may not be working out exactly how you wanted it to be, but I'm sure through the turmoil and the difficult times, you always just made ends meet. And
yeah, we always find a way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You guys always look over those moments where you made it happen. And I think that affects us, because we don't feel like, you know, that's why we don't feel like we're good enough, because we never applaud ourselves, you know? I think my problem was that I always expected someone to applaud me. You know, yeah, I was getting medals. Yeah, I was getting this. I was getting that. But it felt like nothing if I wasn't happy for myself. Like,
exactly.
Nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, cut yourself some slack. You deserve, like, pat yourself on the back for what you've done. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. The accomplishment is still an accomplishment. You know, being able to go a whole day without texting your toxic ex baby, go ahead, do it again, do it another
Period.
day, you know, being able to, you know, the plan that you made the day before for yourself, that you, like, for you to be able to get through it and do everything that you had planned that day, applaud yourself. And even if you missed one thing, just be happy that you still got through the day, you know.
Exactly. Yo, and can I add, like, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, girl.
We are literally babies, 21 and 19. This shit did not come with the blueprint. Like,
yeah, man.
Come on.
That's the worst thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we're so young.
And yet we have, the mentality of a 30-year-old that's about to be homeless. Like, we not struggling for real. Like, come on. Of course, our problems are valid, but I'm saying we still have time. That's all we have.
Exactly. I think, but you know, listen to yourself. Me and you, we're 19, 21. You're 19?
Yeah.
Girl, you look good. we're 19, 21, and we're talking like we're going to be homeless in, like, in 2 weeks and such. And we're like, yes, we're babies, but that just shows that we were forced to grow up at a very young age.
Ooh,
I think my first time taking care of, like, you know, like being a comforter, like with a newborn baby, was like age 5. I started staying by myself at home by like age 6, age 7. No, not because my, like, I'm not saying my mom was abusing me, because, you know, you see how quick people be to say this and that and the third, but I was mature enough to do that. You know, I had to grow up for my age. I had to grow up fast. I stayed alone a lot. I was also raised by, like, around boys too. So I don't know if that adds on to me, but, you know, we had to grow up at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you did.
Not in the way that you did, but I would say, that I was exposed to a lot. Again, not my parents' fault.
Exactly.
Yeah, things I shouldn't have been doing, I was doing, and it lingers. It's still present, I think, spiritually.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, only because, like, I feel like as Black women, period, it's not factored in if we are exposed or not. Like, dang, where's the protection? Like, why is, I'll give a real life example of mine. Why is a 30-year-old man, my freaking, one of my counselors at my Boys and Girls Club, why is he, like, trying to get with me? I'm 13. Where's my protection? People see the weirdness going on. I was even in a relationship, but no one really...
Yeah.
Thanks.
And
to
even
pretend.
If you were to, and then you'll be afraid to speak about it because you don't even know, like, it's so quick to discredit a kid, you know. Nah, that ain't true. You know, she don't know what she's talking about. You know, she knows she would just be on that. And then that just makes it worse for us. Because I completely understand, same way as me, you know, like, around age. I was exposed to what things I shouldn't have seen around, like, age 9 to, like, 12 and stuff. And it affected me. And I'm sure that it plays a role with why I'm the way I am today. Like, I come off as more, I used to come off as more, like, masculine or dominant. And I used to do that because that was my way of protecting myself from those things that happened when I was 10 to 12 from happening again, you know?
Right.
I honestly feel like I was younger, but I don't remember. But, you know, there's so much. There's things, there are reasons for why, you know, we are the way we are. And
yeah, heavy on that.
We're never acknowledged about that. We're never asked about, you know, what happened? What's wrong? And I think that is why I had a complete breakdown, because I didn't know where to go. I didn't know how to talk about it. I was so used to not talking about it. And because of that, you know, it caught up with me and I didn't know how to deal with it And instead, like, if I recognize something that relates to what hurt me, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't know how to deal with it. Like, I had a problem with confronting my issues, but now I'm doing that. So
that's right. And I'm just going to simply say to maybe change that word, not confrontation, but conversation.
Yeah.
Because from a person who is outspoken, me, a lot of people in my life have made it seem like I was confrontational. When in reality, okay, sometimes there was some hostility. Yes. But in reality, I just want to have the conversation. And I think you deserve that as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into what you want because I don't. Yes, no, seriously. Like, I did not want to seem, even when I did it, like, didn't. Okay, I'm a quickly, like, shine a light on this. Okay. I was friends with some people, and there would be times, like, you know, friends bump heads and stuff, and the times that we would bump heads or whatever, or have disagreements, they used to always say that I'm, it started with a D. They used to say that I'm being defensive.
Defensive, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're why are you being so defensive? Like, you're being, like, and, you know, you're my friend. I wasn't comfortable with doing this with, like, just regular people because I ain't want to go. I don't care to go back and forth with people. But, you know, if you saying I'm doing something that I ain't do, I'm going to defend myself. But even when I was standing up for myself, it was kind of looked at as like you're being defensive. Like, I don't know why that just sounded so bad when they used to say that to me. And, you know, when I used to hear that so much to where, like, okay, I probably got a vibe. So I try to work on that. And
right.
And then later on, like, a couple months down the line or whatever, mind you, I've been trying to work on that. I'm trying to grow. You know, we'd have conversations, and it kind of feels like the way that they're speaking to me, like, they're expecting me to be this way that I've been, like, before. But then when they don't get that out of me, it's like, it's like they're expecting it. But when it doesn't happen, you know, it's something else. It's just something. Like, I'm all like, it's either, oh, why she gonna do this? She gonna do that? And I don't. And it's like, I don't know. It's like, I'm already trying to grow, and you're not seeing that. But you expect, like, what do you want me to do? Like.
They want to keep you where you was at. Hate that feeling.
Yeah, it's like, and that's another reason. Like, when I had to make a whole of a huge 360 with everything, like, and trust me, like, I miss those people. Like, they've came with things that I had to learn about myself. Like, I've grown with them in some way, but I think what happened with that is that chapter closed, and it had to close.
That's right.
You know, and you know, with me evolving and trying to become a better person and trying to be what I know, you know, I need to be, I couldn't do that with, you know, them. And yeah, so I'm just saying that to say, you know, it's okay to speak up for yourself, and it's not a problem. And I wish, and I like, I love the fact that you do that. I need to learn. And it's not, it shouldn't be a problem. And I don't know why it gets painted as a problem when someone stands up for themselves, you know?
Right. I think it's a matter of how you deliver it, for one. But again, sorry to bring race into this, but we're two Black girls, so we already have the stigma against us. So our best bet is to be educated with it and articulate, but still, you know, within our power. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, that's the one. You gotta put your best foot forward when you're trying to talk about it, especially, like, as a Black girl. But, You know, and we all, it's easier for some of us and it's harder for a lot of us, you know?
That's right. Right. It's not just about Black girls, guys. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
But I just had to throw that in there.
No, of course. But it's like, you should be comfortable with saying what it is. Like, it hurts to hold it in. And then when you do decide to speak it out, you're defensive, you're confrontational, you're being problematic. Oh, you just have an attitude. Like, it's all these things, but what you're feeling.
Right. How everything feels. But like, oh wow, she just spoke the truth. My gosh.
Nobody acknowledges that, you know, you're expressing yourself. And not saying that you may not do it the right way. Maybe you got to cuss out a few people before you do that. That's not okay. But, you know, once you get it together at the end of the day, and like, you know.
No, Ashley.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, my gosh. Okay, you broke up.
I'm here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. But yeah, but it's like once you start noticing what you're doing wrong and you try to fix that, that's when you should be respected for it. I don't feel like I was respected for that in those times when I was just trying to, you know, talk about it or have those hard conversations. And when you're not, that's what it is. Change your surroundings if you have to. If you don't feel like you're being, if you don't feel like the people around you are growing with you, and more so they're probably, you know, going against what you're trying to become, it's okay to change your surroundings. And if not, you know, just take a step back or whatever. You know, I just had to change. Like, I went through too much in too little time. Like, and it was like, yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah, like, by the way, guys, I have class in 7 minutes, so unfortunately, we have to wrap up this beautiful conversation. But yeah. I think Ashley already did. How, in the beginning of this episode, how she expressed that she doesn't know why, like, she can't seem to stick up for herself or speak on her feelings. I don't know if you guys caught it, but she just said, because when she did, you know, she didn't feel like it was appreciated, heard, acknowledged, and things like that. So, love, in your own way, you just kind of like tied it like with a knot. You just kind of you came full circle to your problem and why it's there and like what you need to do. And I absolutely love that like you just did that.
I appreciate it.
I'm not rambling.
No, you good. Thank you. I love that. I need to I actually gotta take some notes from you, girl. You know what you're doing. But nah,
please.
I think what goes on is that, you know, with us talking so much, you end up spilling the answer yourself. You know, the answers aren't within you. You just gotta find it.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, it has to be organically, because I think a part of also what drove you crazy is searching. Meanwhile, it was right there.
Big time.
That's it. But do you have any last sentence? Any, like, how do you want to end this, love? I'll give it to you.
Any last words? Thank you for having me here. And I want to finally break down that wall. It's going to take a lot of work, but I do want to break down that wall of me, you know, being so scared to say what's wrong or what has happened or talk about it. You know, I think that's something that we see too much in our community that needs some changes. You know, it doesn't matter like how known you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. In some way, shape, or form, majority of us has been through the same thing. It's just the ones that don't talk about it that is, you know, being plasterized everywhere. And I want to help and being a change for that, you know. I really appreciate you having me here. And I'm very happy I was able like to get some of that off my chest and just be acknowledged for once. You know, it means a lot.
Yeah, being here with you, like we always We always do this when we talk, but I think it's much needed. Like, I'm obsessed with you as
Girl,
as
stop.
a person. No, I swear, as Ashley, not as the content creator, the funny bitch. No, I been saw your light already, and I'm just glad that we get to share it. So
thank you so much.
Yes.
Wow. I appreciate that.
Yes, girl, you're welcome anytime. But this might as well be your podcast. You want it?
Slow down.
But guys, I really appreciate you all for listening. Thank you for bearing with me. I hope this was a hell of a comeback because the way I feel quite pleased with how today went. But yeah, as you guys know, just hit me up with any questions on Instagram and stay tuned for the next time. You guys stay safe. Until next time.
Later.
Bye.